over the internet. What are your feelings about? What's your view on that?
Well, shout out to her for being us.
No doubt.
For 10 years. That's what's up. So, I don't know. I salute her. Uh-huh. Everybody want to be us. We don't want to be them.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God. We out here asking the family, what is their take on the story that's burning up social media right now, dealing with the European out of Spokane, Washington, who was posing as a sister for 10 years to the point where she's the president of African Studies in a college and also of the NAACP chapter in Spokane. So I want to know from you, was she not violating? Was everything, you know, was she in her proper persona or was she utilizing cultural appropriation?
I mean, I feel like she was a culture vulture. Cultural appropriation, stealing from our culture as they usually do. But, you know, my personal opinion is, why do we care? Because we're so powerful and who we are and what we do. Of course they want to clone us. Of course they want to be like us. We need to stop wearing contacts, the gray and blue contacts. We need to stop putting weave in our head and stop portraying their images and stop giving energy to them and giving them power by even caring, pardon my language, even giving a fuck about what they do. We should be into our own magic, our own powers, our own culture, and really who cares? That's another distraction, because I'm sure they're passing a law, passing a bill, or doing something right now that's way more major than some chick putting on a curly hair weave. So we need to get into ourselves instead of getting into them so much. It's like the concept of, you ever had a bully in school and you were so scared to fight him, that's why he won all the fights, but as soon as you punch him in the face, he lay down. We control all this, you know, the whole media is the Greek word for illusion. So that's the Greek god of illusion. So whenever we're paying attention to that, we're distracting ourselves from who we really are.
Well, do you have children, brother?
Yeah, I do.
If your children went to her university and they're trying to learn, have a knowledge of self or who they are, like you just said, brother, but they have a white woman posing as black, is it still a distraction or does it become real because it's your children? Because these are our children out there being fooled by her. Does it change if it's your children, brother?
No, it doesn't change, because I think it's your responsibility to equip your children. You know what I mean? Before my child would go to any school, my children get taught in the house as well. You know, cartoons like Kitty Cool, different images. I wouldn't be okay with it, but I cannot. That's like me saying, you know, if my son beats somebody up, am I okay with him going to jail? I wouldn't want him to go to jail, but it's my duty to make sure he doesn't beat somebody up so that he doesn't go to jail. So at the end of the day, I mean, I don't even like them to watch TV. It's almost homosexuality on TV at the end of the day, but we have to provide the type of visuals that our children need. That's why I idolize brothers like him who make jewelry for us, make clothing for us, instead of us complaining about fashion and saying, well, Jordans are expensive, they support private prisons, or Ralph Lauren, they never care about a black man playing polo. Well, we got brothers like him that make garments that we can wear, that's our personal armor. So you know what I mean? This is my book right here. It's called Necessary Evil. It's based on the social ecology of New York's drug trade during the mid to early 90s, loosely based on some of my experiences, but I changed the names of locations to protect the innocent. I also talk about RICO law, Giuliani administration, racial discrimination within the Manhattan court system, but it's a powerful story. You can get it on my website. My name, KareemHayes.com, is my website, all right? Thank you. Thank you, Red Pill. I appreciate you.
I've been asking questions from the family. Do you feel that that's cultural appropriation, or do you don't have any problem with that, the fact that she... Huh?
To each his own.
To each his own.
To each his own.
So the fact that she...